Disclaimer. The opinions and values expressed on 22 Nothing to Do do not reflect those of the University or Spirit Live Radio.
Just remember to say, "And I'm Alexis." That's all I need from you.
Welcome back to 22 Nothing to Do. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Alexis.
And this is our podcast where we discuss what it's like being in your 20s during the global COVID-19 pandemic. We're here to tell some stories, reminisce on our friendship, hopefully make you laugh, and generally just complain about the state of the world.
Starting off this podcast, before we jump into our normal topics, I had a question that I wanted to ask Jeffrey about early COVID lockdown, because this show is supposed to be under the umbrella that we always are somehow relating it back to COVID, so I just wanted to really quickly bring it back to the first real COVID lockdown of March 2020. And I wanted to ask you, did you develop any weird or unhealthy habits that, like, only existed during your COVID lockdown that you don't do them anymore, but you did them then and they were weird?
I mean, I don't know if it's weird, and I'm sure a lot of other people do this, but I slept, like, probably 18 hours a day.
Oh, jeez.
I remember there were a few days where I just took like 5 naps in a row every day because I literally had nothing else to do.
Uh-huh. No, that was a common one. I had, during first lockdown, like, I was cooking a lot because it was just like me and my roommate at home. And mm-hmm. we didn't want to go out to eat, obviously, and it was expensive to get takeout. And so, in a way to make myself feel, like, less dead inside, I would wake up every morning and make a nice breakfast, right? Which, like, in theory sounds like a very healthy habit, and it was,
yeah, productive.
You know, right. Except I ate only eggs for, like, every single meal, almost, for weeks. And after first lockdown, I can't remember, I think it was like December of 2020, I like went back home to Vancouver and I got my cholesterol checked and it was so high.
Dude, I was going to say your cholesterol must be through the roof.
It was so high and I was like, oh God, what am I doing? And then I realized I used to have to buy a carton of eggs every time I left the house because I was eating so many eggs. And then I had my roommate Google one time. I was like, what is a healthy amount of eggs to eat, no, like, eat in 1 week? And it was only, like, 3 or 4.
Three or four a week?
A week. And I was eating, like, 3 or 4 a day.
Dude, see, this is what I don't get. Like, you see all these, like, fitness influencers and what they eat in a day.
Yeah.
And especially for, like, male fitness influencers who are bulking, they have, like, 8 eggs a day for breakfast.
Yeah. I don't get it. I lived that life. It was awful.
But at the same time, like, it's so hard finding something else to make for breakfast. Eggs are just so goddamn easy.
Eggs are so delicious. I love eggs so much, and that's why I got so obsessed with them in COVID, and it shot my cholesterol through the roof.
Dude, you're out here eating like a bodybuilder during the first lockdown.
I was. If you go back, I took photos of, like, what I was eating and stuff. It's always eggs. It's actually terrifying. And so, like, after I found out my cholesterol was that high, I had to cut eggs out for a really long time. And now I won't eat that many eggs. And whenever I do, it feels like a treat. It's like, make a reward.
Dude, like, second year I was eating probably a similar amount, like 3 to 4 eggs a day.
Dude.
Just because it was easy. And same thing happened to me. I checked my cholesterol and it was just through the roof. I'm like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So I went through a phase where I literally just did not eat eggs. Like, I refused to eat eggs.
Yeah.
Because I was so scared.
Yeah, so did I. I got, like, terrified of eggs. And when I eat them now, I'm like, oof. Like, I gotta be careful.
Irrational fear of eggs.
Yep. All right. So, after that, we can jump into what we wanted to talk about. What did you get up to this week, Jeff?
Oh, man. Hey. So, there was an arsonist in my building a few days ago. That was pretty wild. Uh-huh. I wanted to tell you, like, the day it happened, but I wanted to save it for the pod.
Oh, God.
But, So I live in a condo in Toronto, and at around like probably 3 a.m., the fire alarm started going off. And usually within like 5 to 10 minutes, the front desk guy, he'll put out an announcement that's like, oh, the fire department's on its way. Mm-hmm. But 30 minutes go by of just this alarm blaring in my room.
Oh my God.
And they haven't said anything. And yeah, after 30 minutes go by, the fire department goes on to the like announcement thing. And they're like, there are small fires on the 10th something, 20th something, and 30th something floors.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh shit, there's actually fires this time. It's not just a drill.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, whatever. And then another announcement comes on, and it's the fire department again saying there is an individual in the building deliberately setting fires to these floors. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
I feel kind of bad, like, you know, getting pissed off over their fire alarms, but...
Oh, my God.
And then, finally, the last announcement was like, okay, the arsonist is moving up to the 40th, 50th, and 60th floors. Can all the residents please get out of bed and help the fire department search for this arsonist?
What?
Which I don't know. I don't know if that's protocol at all.
I don't think so, because you're putting civilians at risk. Isn't that like...
Yeah.
Not what you're and supposed like, to do?
I don't know. It's been an hour since then. It was like... By then, it was probably 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I just like... I was like, fine, I get out of bed, put on my clothes.
You actually were like, let me go get this arsonist.
Yeah, dude, I thought I was going to have a hero moment, dude. Because my roommate woke up too, and I was like asking him, like, yo, do you have like a big stick or something I can whack this guy with if I ever find him? Because I didn't want to bring like a knife or something.
No.
I'm not actually trying to murder this guy. I just want my sleep back.
No, a knife is too much, yeah.
Exactly.
Committing to stabbing someone's like a whole other thing. Yeah.
But yeah, I stepped out and some other people on my floor were also up, and it was kind of cool seeing everyone, you know, try to work together to find this arsonist. Like there was this one guy that was like pointing at me like, okay, you keep track of this fire exit. You keep track of the other one.
Wait, what?
Because the fire department, they said that the guy was walking through the fire escape. That's how he was getting around.
Yeah. Because
there's no security cameras there. And, I forgot to mention. He also set fires to some of the elevators. So, like, 4 elevators in my building are down.
So how do you set fire to an elevator? Like, did he put stuff in the elevator and set it on fire? Or put oil and... Or
yeah,
fuel?
See, I don't really know. I assume he... like lit something on fire and just threw it in the elevator,
like a Molotov cocktail. Like,
okay, I don't think it's anything that drastic. Who? But yeah, he set fire to parts of the stairwell, not like near my floor, but when I opened this like fire exit just to see if I could hear anything, just a bunch of smoke like came into the building to my floor. And my door was open, so the smoke came into my unit as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for, like, probably 15 minutes, I was just standing watch, like, at this door. And I was just going through my head, like, okay, if I see this guy coming, what am I going to do? Am I going to do, like, a falcon kick and kick him down the stairs?
Yeah, what exactly was your plan here?
Dude, I was also, like, I was getting so nervous because the one thing I was worried about was... if this guy was setting fires by like pouring gasoline and then lighting a match.
Right.
I didn't want to, you know,
get set on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Him to pour fucking oil on my face and then light a match on me.
Yeah, I know. That's why I feel like it totally is not protocol to be asked the tenants to help catch this guy.
Yeah, right. Like, what are we going to do? We can't like beat him up.
No. Yeah.
And it's not safe for us to try to even.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't realize you actually went outside. I thought you stayed in your unit.
Nah, dude.
So how did they get him?
I think they found him on the 20th something floor.
Mm-hmm.
He was like shirtless. And crazy enough, he was actually a resident on the 49th floor.
It's so crazy. Like, what motivated him to, like, all of all nights just to start lighting fires that night? Because he lives there. He could do it any night.
Yeah, dude.
That's so weird.
the week leading up to that, the fire alarm was going off a lot, so I feel like maybe he was, I don't know, practicing in his unit or something.
Oh!
He was lighting stuff up, so that explains why the fire alarm was going off that week.
It's not doing it anymore, right? It's not going off anymore?
No, so I feel like it was definitely him.
That actually makes a lot of sense. He was probably just setting little baby fires to prepare for the big one. That's so weird. That's so weird. This happened how many days ago?
Probably 2-3 days ago.
Right. I just remember, I think I was talking, me, Druva, and Jeffrey have a group chat, and I remember talking to Druva about something on it, and then Jeffrey very casually, like, responds to something. I think Druva was asking me for our opinion on some photos he wanted to post on Instagram, and then Jeffrey, like, very calmly responds. He was like, oh, this one is nice. I like this one. You should post this one. Blah, blah, blah. Also, there was an arsonist in my building at 4 a.m. last night.
Fun fact.
And Drew and I just, like, pause, and we're both like, what? But he didn't want to talk about it because he's saving it for the pod. So so this is my first time hearing this story. I didn't realize how crazy it was. There was actually an arsonist in your building.
Yeah, and it wasn't just a false alarm. There were actual fires in my building.
That's super crazy.
My roommate, he hated the smell of the smoke. So he stayed on the balcony during this whole time. And it's February right now in Toronto, so it was freezing cold.
Oh, jeez, dude.
So he was just wrapped up in so many layers and just freezing on the balcony. But when I went to go see him and we looked down, there were like at least 15 fire trucks just with around my block.
Oh my god.
It was yeah, absurd.
That's actually such a crazy story. I didn't realize it was that insane, like that serious of a crime, I guess. I guess, yeah. Lighting little fires is pretty bad.
Yeah, being an arsonist.
In a big building. Yeah. Okay. Oh god, that's so weird. I wonder what compelled him to do it.
Yeah, I want to know. I just want to have a conversation with this guy.
Sit down. Let's have him as a guest.
Yeah, well. The apartment arsonist.
We'll call in from his jail. We'll record his call.
Untold stories from an arsonist.
From the arsonist of Jeffrey's building.
But yeah, that was my week.
Well, I didn't do anything nearly as interesting this week.
We can move on to some of the other topics we have down. Something we want to talk about was TikTok, a platform that got pretty big after during the first lockdown.
Yeah.
So what kind of TikToks are you on, Alexis?
I think I'm actually on like old people TikTok.
Boomer talk?
not boomer talk, not that bad. But I'm starting to realize that like what younger people have on their TikTok is very, very different from what I see on mine. Because I keep seeing, okay, this is how I know I'm on old people TikTok, because I keep seeing like the people I follow on TikTok posting TikToks about what younger people TikTok looks like. So I know that I'm
boomer
not.
Behavior.
Yeah. So I know I'm not on young TikTok. I don't know. I was telling Jeffrey yesterday that I think TikTok, it's a fun app. I can see the appeal, but I think in terms of society, it's a net negative. I really do. And it's fun, and like people have obviously made a lot of money and become very successful off of it, but I just like, it's just everyone has an opinion on TikTok. And everyone feels like their opinion needs to be validated, and it's just a lot. I think it's just a lot.
Yeah, we were talking how TikTok gives people a platform, even people with absurd opinions. Mm-hmm. And when they get shunned for it, they just dig a deeper hole.
Yep. Yep.
And stand by their opinions, which you're allowed to have, but you know, to an extent.
It's just it gets insane on there. And I think that like, it blew up so fast. I remember when TikTok first came out. Well, it was Musical.ly first, right?
Yeah, it was right. Musical.ly.
And no one used that. I mean, I guess, okay, yeah, people did use it, I guess. I mean, like, no one above the age of, like, 14 used Musical.ly. and it was, like, 2017, I think, that started gaining traction. I'm not sure. And then when it transitioned to TikTok, all of a sudden it just blew up because no one had anything to do in COVID. And it was just like a perfect timing thing. I don't know if TikTok would have gotten this big without COVID. But I don't know. I try not to spend too much time on it. It genuinely is such a time suck. It's nothing. No social media is such a time suck like TikTok is. I've never experienced something like this. It's like an addiction. You just keep swiping.
Dude, I'm embarrassed with my screen time on TikTok, bro.
Yeah. It happens so, like, you don't even really notice it's happening. I spend so much, like, I can't even open the app because I can't get off. It's awful. Why does it have this, like, effect on people? It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy how long you can spend just scrolling on TikTok. And, like, half the videos you just skip, but you just watch the next one anyway.
Right, and then it's because I come across one that's usually, like, really funny. And I will... It'll, like, motivate me to keep going.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll have, like, 15 duds in a row, and then I'll find one that's really funny, and I'll be like, oh, this is great, and then I'll just keep going.
Yeah, that was worth an hour of scrolling.
It's awful.
So, yeah, I don't think TikTok paints me in the best light. Mm-hmm. It just paints me as, like, this frog-loving guy who works out, but also weeb.
Oh, the algorithm. But, dude, the algorithm is actually terrifying, the way that it learns about you. Like, I sent you that TikTok several days ago, right? With, like, you know, we used to listen to, like, the 1975 and Halsey. That was our... It was, like, the early 2014 Tumblr aesthetic I think, what it's gone, like, it is now known as, right? So Jeffrey and I were very, very, very deeply ingrained in that aesthetic, minus the Tumblr part of it. And I was scrolling on TikTok one night. It was so late, and I had been on it for hours. It's disgusting. I've been on it for hours. And I come across one that had the intro to the song Robbers by the 1975 playing.
Oh, good song, good song.
And it was like, if you haven't listened to it, you should go listen to it. and it was like, oh, remember what it was like being like in 24 or being like 15 years old, singing, like, hearing the intro to Robbers for the first time and how it changed your life.
Oh, boy. And
I came across this TikTok and I was like, how did it know? How did it know? How did it know? How did it know? And I freaked out and I sent it to Jeffrey. And it's so late. Like, obviously he's not responding. And I'm just, like, sending him all these things and I'm, like, having a breakdown. And I'm like, Jeffrey, I need to get off this app. It knows way too f***ing much. It knows more than some people know about me.
Dude, it knows your past, bro.
And it knew. It dug up my past. How did it do that? And I literally was scrolling through all of the comments because I was just so shaken at, like, the sheer accuracy of this TikTok. And all of the comments were relatable. And I was like, oh my God. And I remember Jeffrey being like, oh my God, we weren't the only ones. And I was like, Jeffrey, did you think we were unique? Like,
we were different.
You really thought that, like, no one else listened to Halsey in the 1975? In, like, 2013 and 2017?
We were weird. You see this hat? Weird.
I'm a weirdo. I don't fit in. If you understand that reference, I'm sorry.
My deepest apologies if you know that reference. But we won't get into that. We can make an entire podcast series on Riverdale, man.
Oh, I could talk forever about Riverdale. I have so many thoughts about Riverdale.
Yeah, let's move on before we, you know, start doing that.
Before Jeffrey gets canceled by the entire Riverdale crew and cast.
Something I wanted to do, excuse me, on this episode was go between me and Alexis and list some red flags we think are belong to the other gender. So you can go first. What do you think is a red flag in a guy?
Okay, I was just talking about this with my friend, actually. I don't know. I feel like Jeffrey might be personally offended by this one. I'm not entirely sure. Boy. I'm going to say it. I'm not sure. When guys say it's bulking season, I hate it.
Dude, we're just trying to get in shape, yo.
I hate it. I don't need to know. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I am offended by that. That just means I'm a walking red flag, bro.
Well, for other reasons, yes, you are. But we could get into that later. That was my first one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, red flags, how would you define a red flag? It's a characteristic that makes the individual not the best to date?
I think the definition of a red flag is very different depending on if you're like a straight woman or a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's huge because for women we have a lot more, and a lot of them have to do with safety, right? And those
that's
are like
fair.
Not fun to talk about on a podcast, but mm-hmm. a lot of them have to do with safety, right? Whereas I feel like with men, a lot of the red flags are just like, I don't like this in a woman. And they're more personal. Like, they're more like, I personally don't like this in a woman. That's my red flag. But I think general red flags, like large ones, that, you know, they do mean that this person is not either, like, not a nice person or, like, not somebody you want to date. Like, I know a common one is, like, when they're mean to service staff, right?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Things like that, right? It kind of gives you just like an outlook on their personality as a whole, because if you're mean to someone you don't even know, what are you like in a relationship kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
So you could talk about either kind. Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn. My first red flag is pretty basic. It's just, you know what? I was considering not putting a cap on it, but I will. If their snap score is over 500,000, red flag.
500,000?
And I'll say this.
That's
a
lot.
The larger the snap score, the bigger the red flag.
Okay, what's your snap score? Can we just check really? Because I don't know. I don't have a... like, it's 500,000.
A frame of reference?
Yeah. That seems like a lot.
I mean, mine's 150,000.
Okay, mine's 123.
Yeah, and I don't use Snapchat that much.
I, like, never use Snapchat. This was very big when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still big now, which is a whole other thing that I didn't realize.
It should not be big now.
I thought Snapchat was dead, and then I sound like so... I keep saying, like, younger kids. I feel like this is, like... you know what I mean. Like,
the youngsters.
Yeah, people younger than us. I see them snapping each other. They don't even caption things anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Just streaks.
Yeah, right. I think that's so interesting. Like, it's not even of their face. I watched a girl in real life. I watched a girl in front of me send like 18 Snapchats in a row, and all of them were just like of this corner of her face. And she was just like opening them, snapping that, sending it, and then opening it, and then snapping it, and sending it. And it was happened so quickly. And I was like, and she had like 90 notifications. It was insanity. I was like, what is the point of this? And I watched her open all of theirs, and all of theirs were like the same thing. Some of them were even just a black screen. Like, why?
Dude, I remember keeping streaks in high school, and I look back and I'm just like, why? What was the point? Just to get my snap score up?
No, it was because, like, I don't know if this is how you saw it, but the way that, like, I saw it, and that I, like, a lot of girls I knew saw it, was like, if you had a streak with the guy you liked, that was like a big deal. It was like, oh.
You know what, that perfectly ties into why that's a red flag. If your snap score is high, that means you have plenty of streaks with guys you like, multiple guys you're interested in.
It also means that you're probably, like, below the age of, like, 16, which is just a whole other issue that you should.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't think, I remember a good friend of mine, like, went on a date, like a Hinge date or something. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, oh, like, what's your Snap? And she just immediately ghosted him. That's a red flag. If they ask for your Snap and you're over the age of, like, 18. in 2022, if you're over the age of, like, 18 and you ask for somebody's Snap, you are getting ignored. There's no way.
Don't ask for Snap. You're an adult now. You're better than that. You're not a child.
No. We've outgrown Snapchat. There's no way in hell that I'm communicating with you over Snapchat. So that's mine. That's a big one.
I think of another. What's up?
You were on dating apps. I know you were a while ago, yeah. Like before you met your current girlfriend, obviously. Mm-hmm. What were red flags you saw in profiles?
Red flags? Man. I don't want to accidentally sound like super shallow. This isn't even really a big red flag, mm-hmm. but it's just when they were afraid to, you know, show their full face in images.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, yeah, that can totally be like an insecurity thing, and that's you. But yeah, it kind of just shows me that, you know, you're insecure and unconfident. Mm-hmm. So it might be hard to, you know, talk to you and get you to open up and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd put that down as a red flag. Maybe yellow.
I feel like a red flag is like a really strong term. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like little things that there's just little cues that you look for when you're online dating, because online dating is all about just like split second decisions. So, you know, you're not having time to like really understand this person and make a decision off of it. You have to make these snap judgments.
Yeah.
So they're not red flags. Yeah, they're more mm-hmm. just like,
oh, you know what? I would consider this as a red flag. Mm-hmm. If in your, like, say on your dating profile, like Tinder, if your bio is smoke with me, that's a red flag. Plenty of people smoke weed. I don't care if you do, but I'm not smoking with you. If that's the first thing you have on your bio, that means weed is your entire personality trait. I'm not saying it's a red flag if you smoke. If it's the first thing on your bio on your dating yeah. profile, that's a red flag.
Yeah, understood.
Alexis, you're ruining your life.
I know.
You know weed's a gateway drug?
I think a big red flag on guys dating apps, it's not a red flag. Like, I don't want to use the term red flag. I just think it's weird, and I don't like it when I see it, is when every single photo on your profile is, like, clearly a group photo that you just zoomed into your own face on. I think it's so annoying.
Yeah, I don't think that's a red flag, but it's not. That is... I know what exactly what you're talking about. It gives me a certain, like, icky feeling. Like, take a good photo. Do you not have any good photos of yourself?
Yeah. Do you not have any good photos of yourself that you need to take these, like, two megapixel photos? You, like, zoom in to hell. It's, like, all pixels. And you expect me to be like, oh, yes, you're an attractive man. From that...
His face in like 360p.
I love it. That, and then another one that I really don't like is when most of their photos are just memes. Do you see those?
Yo, that's a green flag on a girl for me. If I see that on their Tinder or something.
I love memes. I love them. I love them as much as the next person, but like when it's all memes and then there's like two photos of your face, right? It's like, why?
Yo, for me, that's the ideal Tinder profile. Like two photos of you and then eight more photos of just random memes.
Why?
It shows you're funny.
I guess so.
You're cultured.
I guess so. Fine.
We're running out of time, but I just want to list one more red flag, but this isn't in woman in Men Instead.
Oh.
This is also related to this whole thing has turned into red flags on Tinder.
Apparently.
But for guys, yeah, just a word of advice. Don't post pictures of you and the big fish you just caught. No girl actually cares.
Yeah.
I hate to say.
Yeah, that's a big one. I also hate gym selfies. Those are...
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with that.
They're just, like...
And that's all the time we have today. Thank you for tuning in. Before me and Alexis get into a heated argument over gym selfies.
We're going to need to cut this podcast off, but we're going to have a very heated discussion afterwards. I attacked gym bros too much in this podcast.
Ooh-hoo.
You're not even a gym bro. I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah, I'm not a gym bro.
No.
I'm a gym connoisseur.
Oh,
yeah, thank you for tuning in.
We will see you next time. Thanks for listening.